Before our episode begins, don't forget to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/20sides, where you can get exclusive access to our Patreon-only campaigns, The Other Side and Veil of Shadows, and much, much more. We are also thrilled to announce our partnership with Claymore Miniatures. They are ready to print miniatures inspired by the best fantasy art you will ever find. Check them out on My Mini Factory today. Now, hit that intro music. Welcome to 20 Sides, a fast-paced, story-driven, actual play Dungeons & Dragons podcast. I'm your DM, Matt.
I'm Bobby, playing Yaros, the Dwarven Barbarian.
Hey, I'm Jess, and I play Leona, the Moon Elf Wizard.
Hi, I'm Tyler, and I play the Half-Elven Rogue, Ordella.
Join our campaign as we unravel the mysteries of an ancient necrotic evil, right now on 20 Sides. It is now y'all's go.
Again, these two standing next to me, I'm going to, again, at second level, Thunderwave. Mm. And so they'll need con 17.
All right, the first one, nat 20. Second one, 15 plus 3.
So they'll take half. So they'll take two hit points. Even D&D Beyond doesn't like to roll well for me. So.
All right.
I'm going to try to kill the one next to me first. The just reckless attack. So 19, so that'll hit. Plus 13, 10, 17, plus 13.
He's dead.
30. Next attack on the king. 10, 15.
Misses.
21.
Just hits.
Just hits. Ooh. So this will get 19. 10, so 29.
29. As the king has already taken 10, up to 39 damage on the king kobold, King Skarnax. All right, it is Ordella's go. Leo, you are on deck, ma'am.
That one that's in front of Yaros, that's the king.
That's the king.
He just came rushing up to him.
Yep. I just did 29 damage. He had already had 10, so it's hurt to some degree. But then there's...
I know, I can't get over that. But you know what? He's right here, and I can get sneak attack on him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, okay, I'm going to try to hit him.
All right.
16. Thank you, Lord.
That's
plus 10.
Hit.
Okay, so I get sneak attack.
So 8d6.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 33 plus 6 is 39. And then I'm going to go again. What, did he die?
No, but he's
looking rough.
He's looking rough.
How rough?
We'll see.
14.
14 plus?
No.
Just 14 total?
That yes. Misses. Well, okay. And then I'm going to... Can I move?
Yeah.
Well, I'm protected by that shield. I'm going to stay.
Okay. Leo.
Okay, so how far is Niblet away? Okay, so I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb at second
Ooh.
Level.
Ooh.
It's 90 feet range. And I'm going to use... I don't want to do fire. So I can do acid, cold, lightning, poison, or thunder.
Okay.
Maybe poison.
Ew, so,
lightning.
You're making an attack. Okay, roll a d20 before you even roll to attack for me.
Nat 20.
We win.
Yep. Game over.
Okay, now roll to attack.
Okay.
You are aiming at the right Niblet.
Oh, yeah, yay. Is. Okay.
Of course she is.
Oh, she aimed at the wrong one.
Okay, a 17 plus.
That hits.
Okay. So because I did a second level, I do 4d8 damage.
Mm.
9.
Womp, womp. That's okay. Womp, womp. What did you do? Lightning, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. So that orb just shoots forward. She tries to dodge out of the way of it, is unable to do so. You hit the actual nibs, and one of the mirror images vanishes.
Good.
One of the two. So there's one more mirror image left. It is now up to...
Oh, wait. So can I use my telekinetic shove on anything?
Sure. You got the king, kobolds around Silas. You got Niblet in the back.
I don't think I can reach Niblet. I'm going to telekinetic shove the king and try to shove his weapon into himself. Like why are you stop hitting yourself?
Why are you stabbing yourself?
Then, yeah, I'm not going to do it. If it's not going to cause any damage, that's dumb.
Okay. All right. It is now their go.
I'll hold it for something better.
And the king is going to attack Yarost twice. Do you used?
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Always.
The first attack.
I skedaddled.
12 plus... That hits.
All right.
A D8 plus 3, 6 damage, so 3 damage. And then that's going to hit. Nat 18 plus 3 again, 6, so 3 more damage as King Skarnax is abusing you with this longsword.
Oh, dang.
He's not.
Then the two kobolds next to Silas, one swings 16 to hit.
You gonna roll it again?
Oh, I gotta roll it again. Oh no, I don't have to, because they're next to each other.
Packed in, yeah.
16 hits.
Mm-hmm.
Woo! You take 4 damage, sir, as he punks you with a dagger. The other one right next to him rolls a nat 3, so he misses. The one behind the king is going to throw a rock at Ordella with its sling. 16 plus 3 is gonna hit, and with that rock, you're gonna take 5 damage.
But 3?
But 3. No, but 2.
Oh.
Round down. Niblet is going to run off into one of the pocket holes to the north.
This is the top of the lineup.
Yep. She's gone into a hole. It is now
insufferable.
Y'all's go.
Can we go out of order?
Well, you hear her from the hole yell, "Not today! Suckers!"
Oh my gosh, I'm kind of starting to like Niblet.
She's like left. She's like left the king.
I hate her so much. I like her.
I'll attack the king.
Okay.
It's all things.
Y'all have done 78 damage to the king.
19
hits.
26 damage. No.
Barely.
18
misses.
An 18 misses.
Misses.
Really?
That shield.
Oh, the shield. Is that all for Yaros?
Yeah, that's all.
Okay. So I'm going to Eldritch Blast these two standing in front of me.
Okay.
Blast them all, my dude.
At disadvantage.
Yeah, that's right.
You can move away.
So if I did something like Sacred Flame, they would have resistance to that?
You don't know.
I don't know.
Sacred Flame's not fire, I don't think.
Flame-like radiance.
Radiant damage.
Okay, it's radiant. So I'm going to do... I'm actually going to, it's not twin spell, right? It's
two sacred flames.
Right. I'm going to quicken spell and two sacred flames, one to each standing in front of me.
All right.
Dex 16.
First one fails. The guard fails. Double fails. So 2d8.
So the first one will take 9 damage.
He's gone. Finally.
Finally. Woo. And the second one will take 11 damage.
Just got him.
There he goes.
Both of them?
Yep. Both of them.
Nice.
Just got him as you're able to speed up yourself and lob two sacred flames at him. They're unable to dodge him because they are so close. And they die. It is now up to Leo or Ordella.
Yeah, I'm going to cast Chromatic Orb again at second level. Lightning.
At the king?
Yeah.
Make an attack roll. Yep.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Make an attack roll.
Oh, not one.
Misses.
Mm. Yeah.
That sucks. All right. Anything else?
Nope.
Okay. Ordella.
Well, I'm going to try to hit him.
Hit away.
Do it.
With 5 feet.
She
not do 20.
It. Yeah. 2. 12. Okay, I'm going to try to use my crossbow expert. This is in my way.
Was that the problem? Was it?
Sure, no.
Another nat 2.
Yep.
You hear Niblet.
I'm back to hating
Niblet. I'm never coming back here.
It is now the king and the other kobolds go. The last kobold is going to use all of his movement and run through a pocket hole. The king tries to do the same. Yarost, you get an opportunity attack. Can you kill him?
Of course I can.
Before he flees. With the net 2! King Scarnax Lamb! He runs through a pocket hole. Y'all stand in throne room.
Doesn't even matter what. I'm not even going there. Brad. You know what? Actually, I'm not even going there. I'm not going to give them my energy.
I'm not even mad. I ain't mad anymore.
No, not giving them my energy.
Y'all stand in the throne room. Niblet's laughter echoing in your mind. You don't hear as much commotion above you anymore. There's the one exit that leads to the southeast. What do you want to do?
Quit.
Burn this whole place down?
Yeah.
It's going to burn down.
Okay.
Pump fire into all the holes.
Okay.
And head to the southeast.
Before we do that, we're just going to the southeast.
Yeah.
Okay. You go to the southeast. You exit. You now feel like you are out of this cobalt layer.
Thank God.
You look down at the map that Boren gave you, and
screw
you are
him too. Yeah.
You are do what?
Screw him too. Yeah.
Boren, I'm over him.
You look and you see you're about 15 minutes travel outside of Rolsyndex's lair.
And we know that Rolsyndex has been warned.
Or the other guy that came out.
Y'all got him.
That's true. He came back in there. So, but I mean, 15 minutes, he could have.
I mean, Niblet is for sure sitting with him right now.
Yeah, and we're probably going to have to rest.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
So
we're out of any kind of cavern? Or are we like out in fresh air type?
No, you're still underground. In the cavern. Yeah, it's oppressively hot at this point. Mm-hmm.
So we're going to be, so is Rolsyndex underground?
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was, I didn't know if Rolsyndex had an, if there was an outside or.
There could be, you're assuming there is in some form or fashion.
Right, because
he's
got to
exit.
This.
Right.
But the odds of you coming down on Rolsyndex is next to impossible.
No, I meant more so that like we would be outside. That's more of what I'm talking about. Okay. So if we have to find a place to rest in here, it's probably not. I mean, we're out of their lair, but.
All right. You say how much further till?
About 15, 20 minutes walk.
Okay.
And what kind of space?
Maybe 30.
What kind of space are we in?
It's very similar to where you were. The rock is starting to look a lot darker. Like you can almost
like
hear
charred?
Like the burb. Yes.
Okay.
You can almost hear like burbling.
Like lava.
Ooh.
But the heat is just awful. It is.
But like ceilings are higher.
It's
like,
starting. Yeah. If as you walk forward, and I don't know how far, if y'all have got about 15 to 30 minutes travel left. I don't know how far y'all want to get, but as you're moving forward just a little bit, you are, the ceilings are starting to open up a lot bigger. The hallway that you're in or the corridor that you're in, whatever you want to call it, is getting a lot wider.
Is there a place we can take a long rest?
Give me an investigation check.
Here's the first terrible roll of the day.
So you see if you can find like an alcove.
Why is it like that for you?
A 9.
2.
10 total.
Do you roll at advantage for investigation?
Evasion, steady eye.
Steady eye, I think.
You have advantage on any perception or investigation.
Nope, roll
and
it again.
You chose. But which one?
It's either it or.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Roll it again.
Nice.
Ooh, 10 plus 10. 20.
Ooh, yay. Yeah, I got a 16.
No, 4 plus 4, 14.
You got a 16, Leo? So Leo
investigation
spots first
or perception. And stealth?
Yeah, always stealth because of your cloak.
Your cloak.
So Leo spots first an alcove that would be big enough for the four of you to bed down for the evening. What do you want to do?
Do that.
Bed down for the evening.
Bed down for the evening.
Yeah.
That.
Who? All right. Who's giving me? Let's get watch order.
I'll watch first.
All right.
Well, I only need 4 hours. Does your dude have any special sleeping skills this time?
I need the full.
Bring back 7.
I know.
Boo, right? Silence.
Bring back 7.
And my next character is going to come back as 8.
Ooh. Don't we have something in her bag of holding?
Yeah, you've got Warforged in her bag of holding. You've got 2 Warforged in her bag of holding.
Yeah,
you got 7 and the other one.
Yeah, 4.
Well, the other one might actually be alive.
Uh-oh.
Maybe.
Okay, I have to go to sleep for real, and I need like a lot of hours of rest.
Well, if I do,
wait, for real? As in real life?
I was gonna say, wait.
I don't know.
No, or tell it.
Like this coffee is not working.
Yeah, I have to go. I have to leave. I gotta go to bed.
Well, if Silas does 4 hours,
no, can't do four.
Yeah.
Well, no. Well, I'm saying I watch for 4 hours.
Yeah, you can only do two. If you need a full rest.
That's right.
You're not seven anymore, buddy.
I know, that's true.
Not going into standby.
Good point.
Do we roll?
I'll do the other two.
Okay.
And then she'll do the other four.
Okay. So.
I mean, I can do some watch. Is that what you're saying? I can do some.
No, she needs all the sleep. She can go to sleep.
No, no, princess.
Yeah.
You get your beauty sleep.
Okay, perfect. I'll put my mask on tonight.
All 10 hours.
Yeah. So y'all are sweating. As you are laying down, it is that hot. In the distance, you hear low rumbles. Every 30 minutes or so, you feel like a low-grade earthquake.
Mm.
Not a 4.0 on the Richter scale. Not that I'm an expert of Richter scale.
Yeah, what would that feel like?
I don't know what is high. But it would be low.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
I got you.
You know what I'm saying?
You've lost me.
So a good rumble every 30 minutes or so, you feel. It's oppressively hot. You hear off in the distance a muffled burbling. Silas, give me a perception check as Wardella, Leo, and Yarost have gone to sleep.
You said ass, and I was hoping it was going to be at advantage.
Oh, is that not? Definitely.
No, okay. So, perception?
Yep.
16.
16. About an hour into your watch, about an hour into their sleep, you see Yarrow's twitch a little bit.
He's one of those sleepers.
He's a twitch sleeper.
Me too.
You see Yarrow's twitch a little bit. And you see about 25 feet out into the cavern, a small creature about 3 feet long, like a newt, you know, N-E-W-T, but 3 feet long.
Mm.
And it's got red, like it's very bright red and yellow and oranges on its back, but otherwise it's completely black and it just darts out and then darts back in a little hole. Other than that, nothing transpires through your watch.
Have I seen this before? Like, would I have?
No,
I've never seen that. Does it seem dangerous, or does it just seem like that's just where it lives?
Yeah, it seems like that's where it lives.
Okay.
Yep. You wake up Yarrost.
It's your turn.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for waking me up.
I wake
up just fine.
Yeah.
I wake up right away. No grogginess.
Give me a perception check for your watch.
19.
Ooh.
Big rolls.
Yeah.
Silas beds down. About 45 minutes later, you feel a bigger rumble. We're hitting 2.3 on the Richter scale. A few rocks fall from the ceiling.
If we have any, like, freaking meteorologists listening to this one over there.
Seismologists.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah. Those, all the ologists.
I'm a big seismograph here, but about 45 minutes in, after you feel this rumble, you see a 2 foot, maybe 2.5 foot tall, about 50 feet out, bright as bright can be. Looks like a slender, very slender halfling body shape, completely on fire. Like, think human torch.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And it walks and just kind of walks and then goes out of your vision.
So, I mean, it's close enough for me to... So, I mean, so it gives off its own light, so it could be further than 60 feet. So
how, right.
Okay. Does it kind of go in the direction that we're about to head?
Yeah. It's definitely heading in that direction.
It's like something from the X-Files.
Right.
Ooh, yeah.
Niblet. Niblet leveled
up.
Niblet's leveled up.
No, I'm not going to.
Okay.
Pursue.
So your watch ends.
Mm-hmm.
You wake up Leo.
You're Leo.
What?
Oh, sorry, did not mean to startle you. It's your turn to watch.
Okay.
You got your 4 hours.
Yep.
So you're good to go.
Feeling fresh as a daisy.
Yes, you sound like it. So, I saw a little creature that was on fire.
Oh, Okay.
Like completely on fire.
Are you sure you weren't imagining?
No. I don't think so. I did not add any of your mushrooms today. But it was completely on fire and it walked that way, the direction we're going. So I would focus over there if you see something.
Okay.
All right. Good luck.
Alrighty.
Keep us alive, please.
No promises.
At least me. At least. And we can sacrifice Silas, though. He's the last person you wake up.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
He's just asleep over there.
Yeah, Ardella just like turns over so peacefully, so cute.
Silas twitches real hard.
Gross.
And then I bed down. I want to bed down.
Just bed, I want to bed down. So hard.
Oh, you nuzzle up so cute.
Bed down.
His arms are just like flapped out.
Starfished.
Yeah. Yarost beds down. Leo, give me a perception check.
Ooh, 9 total for Leo.
About 2 hours into your watch, you feel a rumble again.
Oh, my belly.
You catch the whiff.
Got a toot.
You catch the whiff of brimstone. I mean, it's just pungent in your nose. Doesn't last long. And then you see, off in the distance, not quite as clearly as Yarost, but you're making out and it's further away for you. But you see 2 of these creatures that are aflame. Again, look just like human torch. Like you can't make out any facial features. You can't make out anything that they're carrying. But you see that these 2 creatures are holding hands. And
it reminds me of that movie, Disney, that Pixar movie, Elemental.
Yes. That's exactly what I'm picturing.
They're so sweet.
Never saw it. Crap. I've never seen it. Like, what am I going to do?
What's wrong with you? Watch it.
What am I going to do? I don't know.
I'll zoom about it.
Okay. You see them holding hands, and then they stop for a second, and then they continue on.
Okay.
Your watch ends.
Well, can I do something else on my watch?
Absolutely.
Can I kind of like move a little bit towards them?
Sure.
Like walk a little further.
Do you want to stealth up to them or are you just walking?
Well, I don't want to stealth. I don't want to go too to them, like too close to them, but just kind of like.
Yeah. Give me a perception check as you're coming out of y'all's alcove.
Like, where are they going? Where would they have come from?
Right.
Like that sort of thing. Oh, 8 again.
8. It's tough to see as this cavern, it's pretty wide. You're looking at 50-ish feet across. It does snake a little bit here and there. You're more than welcome to like snake around with them, but you lose them going around the corner.
Can I just kind of stealth to that corner and just kind of maybe like peek my head around it?
Yeah. Give me a stealth check.
Ooh, 19 total.
And then give me a perception check for when you go or as you're going around this corner.
19 total.
Ooh, 2 19s, double 19s. You
she back, baby.
You quietly walk down this long, wide corridor. You kind of hug the corner. You peek your head around the corner. You peer around the corner slowly.
Okay.
The burbling is a lot louder.
Mm.
When you peer around the corner, the light from a small pool of lava is very vibrant. You see those 2 creatures, and they're just walking slowly, holding hands. They step right off into the lava.
Ooh.
And just sink in and disappear.
Aww. Okay, that's all I need to see.
Okay.
I'm just going to quietly go back.
All right.
And everybody's gone.
You creep on back. Another couple hours pass, and your compatriots eventually begin waking up. As you're waking up, you're covered in sweat. Like, you were sick, and you woke up in the middle of the night, and your bed sheets are wet, and you're just like, ugh. That's how everybody feels right now. You are sweating profusely. It is hot. It is humid. It is gross feeling in this huge corridor. But you all gain the benefits of a long rest. So you got your spell slots back, you got your hit points back. Any conditions that you had are gone, even though nobody had any conditions on them.
I'm going to use, Leo's going to use her mage hand to just kind of like fan herself.
Perfect. You're not quite as oppressively hot anymore.
Yeah, sucks to be you guys.
Because this ethereal hand's just flapping in front of her face. Leo, are you going to cast mage armor on yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Let's go ahead and mark that level one slot off, but up that AC. Not air conditioning. Heading on?
I feel we're getting close to a big dragon, big red dragon.
Yeah, it's hot down here.
Yeah, it's getting very hot. Do we have a plan for this? Inside down?
I don't even know why we're doing this. Is there a reason we need to...
Okay, Silas, we'll tell you.
Okay.
So you
like,
see,
tell us all.
You see this?
yeah, we'll tell you, but we're going to start with Yaros telling you. I'll just chime in if I can think of anything else.
So this hammer I have, this is Eternal Rest. Powerful hammer that needs to kill Thormir.
Oh.
Have you heard of Thormir?
Yeah, we've mentioned him. Okay. Yeah.
Very bad.
Very bad. Okay, yeah.
So bad. Well, we need this, and as you can see, there are three spots for gems in this. Now, we have one of the gems. Syndex has another one of the gems. So we have to get gem. It completes the hammer, makes it more powerful, hence making me more powerful. So, of course, we have to get it.
Okay.
Of course.
Where did you find it?
It was like in a library, in a monastery.
Wow.
It was in a monastery a long time ago.
Oh, okay.
Weeks ago.
How long has it been since we started?
It's been a couple months. At least.
Nah, I bet if we did the time, it's something like 7 days.
We spent 7 days waiting on your freaking dad.
Yeah, that's true.
No, it's probably been more than a couple months.
It's probably been more than a couple months. It's probably been...
Yeah, so that is why we get gems. So what do we know of red dragons?
Yeah, what do I know about red dragons?
Can I roll a history check?
We killed a dragon before.
Y'all have killed a dragon before?
Yes, we are. Quite powerful. Have you killed a dragon before?
I know. I mean, I've seen them, but I've never tried to attack them because I.
This one attacked us in the forest.
Actually, I don't know. Where did you kill a dragon?
It was in the forest near Pine Gate.
Oh, the Western Pines?
Eastern.
Oh, okay.
Eastern.
Give me a history check to see what y'all know about red dragons. Nope. And I'll say, Leo, give it to me at advantage.
9 from Silas.
21 from Ordella.
Ooh.
13.
What color is Trixie?
Gold.
She's so sweet.
Yes, and Ordella actually...
I have a dragon.
Owns a dragon.
Oh. Wow.
I know, you think she'd maybe say, hey, dragon, come help us
I've tried, and you saw what she did last time.
Very true.
How did you own a dragon? Wait, you guys are all like... Fairly well off, though, right? Because, I mean, in Avalon, that's like basically Leo's.
What?
And then she's a princess, and Yaros, you're a... I mean, you're pretty well off there.
Yes, you have manservants.
Yeah, you do.
So,
Lurch follows you around.
All right, but like if you went to my...
It's like the orc calling the goblin green, huh?
Well, all right. But if you went to my house, it wouldn't look like this.
Are you poor?
What I'm saying. No, we weren't poor.
You had a dog, so...
Like, that makes you rich.
I had a dog.
Because you're like, you had a dog, so you're pretty well off.
Yeah, you're fine.
I didn't have a dragon.
Well...
You know...
I do have a dragon.
Oh yeah, that's
true. Your house was pretty fantastic.
Dang it.
We're farmers. I mean, we're not poor, but we're not well off either.
We have farmers in
My dad's not known for ages about his craftsmanship.
Wait, we have farmers in Dire's Rest.
Leah, what'd you roll?
I got 18.
Anybody higher than an 18?
Yeah, me. Ooh. 21.
Okay. Ordella and Leo. You would definitely know.
We've been studying late nights.
Yeah.
That
we love animals.
Red dragons are the
kindest, most
evil
encouraging
of dragons that you could probably run across. They are not necessarily as like sneaky and cunning as much as they are like, if you come into my lair, I am gonna do everything I can to kill you. Obviously are immune to fire damage. So throwing a fireball at them, throwing a firebolt at them, doing anything with a crossbow bolt lit on fire or is not going to do any damage.
What about poison?
No, they are not immune to poison.
So I can still use it and it would hit like normal?
From your knowledge, yes.
Oh, I got that knowledge.
You also know that they fly. So the odds of them staying on the ground the entire time and just letting something smack it are probably low.
Boring.
They usually make their lair in...
Wait, say that one more time.
They fly.
Mm-hmm.
So the odds of just like it's sitting on the ground and just going toe-to-toe like with something is low. They're okay. Really, really smart. So they're going to do everything they can to make the battlefield their advantage. Their lairs are often very volcanic. And so you're probably going to go into a lair that has lava in it.
Hmm.
And obviously they're going to breathe fire. They're not going to breathe poison or acid or anything like that. Their hordes are also huge.
What?
Like magic items, gold. Their hordes.
Zombie horde? Could just sit their treasures, my dude.
All right, Mr. Thesaurus.
Yeah.
And...
So are y'all sharing that with me and Silas?
Yeah, y'all letting us know what you know about red dragons.
Did you ask?
I would say, wait. I would also say.
I did ask, yes. Okay.
That with a 21. I was coloring. I would also say with a 21, when you are coming in contact with a powerful enough being that, and I'll just say this because I think it's fair to say, in D&D terms, they have what's called a legendary resistance. And so a couple of times a day, if they fail a saving throw, they can just say, I'm going to succeed on it. Hmm. So if there's something that causes it to make a saving throw, Silas,
spells and things,
Leo, that if it's something to where they go, this may do too much damage to me, this may kill me, I'm going to succeed on it instead of fail. Because they are such legendary creatures, they get that extra power. And obviously...
Seems the most made up rule I've ever heard.
It's right. Not.
No, I mean, it's true, but
They right. Clearly made up everything. All rules made up.
Yeah.
That's okay.
But and so how many times a day can they do that?
He said a couple.
Well, I was gonna say like just three times. Okay. I wanted a number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You can't just
didn't
keep.
We all?
Yeah.
I think that's so fair to know.
After horde, right. He then decided that's to say. Right. Yeah. Like,
I think that's times. Fair. I think that's fair information yes. To give y'all. Thank so you. A lot of people will
that would have
try to
bit
quote unquote burn through the resistances before you start to throw off your
bigger spells. Yeah.
Because he's not going to know a lot of the times what spells you're casting before he decides to. Well,
sure.
I mean, I guess he would because it says if he fails a save. So
right.
He gets to roll and then if he fails it, he can decide. Okay, continue.
So what do we know about dragons?
You really want this gem.
Why don't you tell me what you know about dragons, Yarost?
Oh, well, they are... we've killed one.
Yeah,
they
I remember.
They can fly.
Yeah. Are they nice or evil?
Well, some
red dragons.
Red dragons. Hmm. They're evil.
Yes. Okay. Good job.
Sticker.
Kind of
nudge,
Solid.
You're learning.
Yes, of course. Always.
Yeah, red dragons are probably, what would you say, the most evil, Ordella?
I would say they're the most evil. I would say that Trixie was, like, afraid of them a little bit. Mm. Don't tell anybody.
Mm.
We can't get that getting let
yeah,
that
no
getting out.
Gossip. We don't want to get that started.
She's probably going to have a lot of treasures that she's
They have the biggest
hiding.
Hordes.
Yeah,
I mean, no, they don't. They don't have a lot of
gold.
Huge. No, and I like nudge Ordella. Yeah. No, they don't. They have small treasures.
Small, tiny.
But we're just here for the gym. You're just here for the gym.
But
so that's all you
it
get.
It probably...
Everything else is mine.
This thing is going to be flying around us. There's going to be lava in there.
I cannot fly.
Yep.
How am I going to hit it? That might not be much help. Now, can I borrow your wings?
No.
Oh,
is that,
that
something
be
you can
so
give?
Cute.
No, I can't give out wings.
You can't
wings.
Give out wings?
No, I can't. I don't even know how they come out of me. I just know that it happens. So,
can you, like, you put your hand on me and then try to think like that?
I'll try it. Yeah, I've never done that before, but I'll try
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but not in there.
Not,
try it.
Not in here.
Let's
like,
try it.
Before we go in right. Or, like, after, but okay. Not, like, yeah. Mid-battle. Not a
no.
Great
Silas
use of our
slowly
time.
Slowly reaches his hand towards Yara's.
Yeah, that's
not
fine.
Now.
Oh, sorry, sorry.
Doing?
I'm sorry,
right now. That's
sorry.
Ridiculous.
I've never tried
I can't believe you would try to touch him. Okay. I basically just good luck in there, and we just got to do it.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
we
can.
We have shield.
We will. We can.
Protects us completely. From fire, but it only is in a small area, 60 foot behind me. So I think I put it on my back, You all are safe behind me. You just have to stay behind me.
What about you?
I'm fine.
Well, I don't know if you're fine with her in there. I just don't know.
Well, I cannot hold shield and hammer.
Can we fashion it on you like an upside down turtle where the shell is on you?
What about your gauntlets? Don't you have your gauntlets?
I have gauntlets.
Yeah.
Of course, Silas. Of course I have gauntlets.
I know, that's what I'm saying. You said they're worried about you.
I'm fine, guys. Look, I have gauntlets, Silas.
Okay. Gauntlets are
brought
to keep
me safe.
You brought your gauntlets.
Huh? Yeah, a gauntlet.
Yeah. Not a gauntlet. It's gauntlets. It's
arms.
For sure. This protects me from fire as well. So I remember this.
Yeah.
Without Silas, this hill. So you all stay behind me. I am protected from fire. You all protected from fire. That's no longer a big threat.
What if we need to pop out from behind the shield? Should we fashion the shield in once we get into like a stationary location, then we can hide? Run back to instead of having to run and find you.
Oh, this is good tactic.
Can we see inside of the lair?
Is it like a dome?
Not yet.
Is it is the protection from the shield like a dome?
A battle dome.
No, it just goes straight back. So like it's not gonna
like
go
a cone.
Up.
Well, no, but like he's short. But I'm saying like a dome. So like if he's above and shooting down at us, but we're standing in this.
Yes. Yeah.
You're in
the
triangle.
If you're in the triangle, you're protected.
No matter where he's coming from.
But if you go above the triangle, you're not.
Right, but if he's... So if the shield is here and he's behind it shooting this way, we're still...
Correct.
In that. We're still... Correct. Okay.
So how far away...
Is there anything visual? Sorry. Is there anything visual to let you know that you're like in the... Or just kind of like a...
So like it's like a... We talked about this last time. Like you will feel if you're in it or not.
Okay.
And we can let you know, like, right. as you're moving around the battlefield. We'll talk about it.
Okay.
What is its height?
Like, if you get 10 feet up?
Yeah.
Like
I would say if you go one square above,
so
you're, out.
Over 10
you're out.
You're out of it. Okay.
Wait.
Yes.
So how far away from are we from the entrance?
Like about 2.5 hours.
Okay. So when we get closer, I'll send Luna in
prior. Okay. Does one of you want to... place shield somewhere that you feel, or should I place it?
Well, why don't we get a little closer, and then I can always send Luna in to kind of see what kind of terrain we're going to be working in.
And I can probably sneak in and put it somewhere if that's a route we choose to go.
That's good too. Are we going to talk to Dragon? Let's get that out of the way.
I don't want to talk to Dragon.
I mean, I guess not.
So we can try to surprise it.
We definitely want to surprise it.
Right. They're not like the most cunning. This thing's just going to try to kill us.
Mm.
Right.
So they're not smart. Okay. Good
no,
to
they're
know.
They're very smart.
Good to know. All right. They are smart.
They're very smart.
Oh, okay.
But they do not negotiate.
I don't know that I've ever even thought
unless
to negotiate.
Unless we could sacrifice you. I mean, do you want to be the bait?
No, I'd rather not, actually.
Okay, so yeah, don't talk. Yeah, no negotiations.
Okay.
No talky-talky with a dragon.
All right.
And that is it for this week's 20 Sides. Make sure you tune in each week as Lichbane Thunder Force ventures across the Veiled Lands. Don't forget to subscribe to our Patreon by going over to patreon.com/20sides for extra exclusive access to us. Follow us on all the socials everywhere at 20 Sides Pod. And as usual, we couldn't do this without the atmospheric background tracks from tabletopaudio.com. We will see you right here next week on 20 Sides. But wait, there's one more thing. If you haven't heard, we have partnered with Claymore Miniatures. You have to go check them out. Go to myminifactory.com and search Claymore Miniatures. And I promise you, you are going to love what they have to offer. They are detailed sculpts. They are extremely realistic, but I think most importantly, they are very, very artful. They are the miniatures that I have been searching for forever. So stop what you're doing. Head over to myminifactory.com today and search Claymore Miniatures. and get your buy on.